News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know what that means. Who let the dogs out? It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. And in the house this week, Pensacola Humane Society is here with us. My friends Makayla Russell, she is the VP of Shelter Health, and Sherry Kincaid, who is one of our animal care leads. And they brought Wilford is in the studio, big black lab, beautiful, beautiful boy. Looks like my little Matt, my Big Max, I should say, that I used to have. Welcome, ladies, and welcome, Wilford.
Thank you so much for having us.
I love having the animals in the studio. It just makes my Friday every time, and this is Frisky Friday. So what's been happening at the Pensacola Humane Society? I know there's a lot, probably a lot going on.
Yeah, we've been quite full with our dogs, so we've got a lot of dogs right now. We've got some cute puppies. We've got a Great Dane. We've got labs. We've got about a mix of a little bit of everything right now, some shepherd mixes, some husky mixes, so just come on down. Chihuahua mixes, little terrier mixes. We've got quite the variety, and our house is full, so we could really use.
How many animals do you have right now?
I think we have 40-something all total.
Yeah, I think we have 40-something animals on our books right now, but our shelter, all of our kennels are full besides, I think, one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yes.
So what are the shelter hours if somebody maybe is not going to the parade?
So we are open to the public.
If that one person that's not going to the parade this weekend.
Right. So we are open to the public from 11 to 4 on the weekdays.
Tuesday through Friday.
And okay. Then on Saturday we open at 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
Okay. And then we're closed on Sunday, Monday.
All right, so 11 to 4, Tuesday through Friday.
Correct.
And then Saturday and Sunday.
9 to 1.
9 to 1, and then closed on Monday.
And Sunday.
Sunday and Monday.
Just have Saturday. We only have one weekend day open right now.
Gotcha, okay. All right, so repeat, 11 to 4, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 1 tomorrow, Saturday, mm-hmm. closed on Sundays and Mondays for
Correct.
Visitors.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, very good.
But if you're a volunteer, you can come every day.
And if you are a foster and you have something going on with your animal, just reach out and we always are there.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. If I went to volunteer, mm-hmm. and maybe right now is not the best time for me to adopt or foster an animal, how do I get involved? What do I need to do?
You could go to our website, and up on the top there'll be a tab. It'll say volunteering. You just fill out the information, the form on there. It'll go to our volunteer coordinator, and then she would set you up with a mentor, depending on what it is, whether if you want to just deal with cats or if you want to do the dogs.
So you get to say what type of animal you want to work with.
And then it's just a simple matter of coming in and getting mentored, and you signed your waiver and that kind of thing, and then you're free to go about the building.
Okay.
Yeah, so you would go on to PensacolaHumane.org. There is a how to help section, and then you drop down, and there's a foster or a volunteer tab there, and then under that, if you wanted to foster, you would click that, and it would get you to the volunteer form. You'd fill it out, and then if you wanted to volunteer, you'd do the same thing. It would take you to a form, you'd fill it out, and then our foster coordinator or our volunteer coordinator would reach out to you.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's talk about fostering, because some folks who love animals really can't, at this time, for different reasons, mm-hmm. have a full-time pet, but they miss having a family. They want to help out. So talk about fostering, because it's not like you have to foster it for 8 months or something like that, right?
Yeah, you can
go. So how does that work?
A few days, you can go a few months, you can go, till they get adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you would just do is if somebody wanted to see that animal, we'd make an appointment. Then you would have to bring that animal back to our shelter, and then the people who are interested would show up, and mostly it's for meet and greets. Or if they just want to check to see if it's going to be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if it's not, if it ends up being, not the right fit for the people, then you would just simply take him back. Or you could put him back into the system and take a different animal.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. And imagine that's good, because then that gives y'all information about how that animal behaves outside of the shelter.
It allows us to put in some memos under their profile to get some information. Did they do good with cats? Did mm-hmm. they do well with children? Did they couch surf?
Yep.
Were they counter surfers? Did they like table scraps? Did they beg?
Mm-hmm.
Were they potty trained? Were they mm-hmm. loving? Were they more independent? It just kind of gives us the ability to get more information on the pets that we don't even get to see because we haven't seen them in a house environment.
Yeah.
So it actually gives us some insight too.
Okay. Well, we have in the studio Wilford, a beautiful black lab who immediately came up and was trying to give me kisses. So.
Oh, yes. He's very loving. He is a good boy.
Talk about Wilford. What's Wilford's story?
So Wilford, we've had Wilford in the shelter since July 23rd. We actually got him from...
July.
Had him for a while.
We've had him for a while. He does get overlooked often because he's 100 pounds and he doesn't like other cats. He doesn't like cats or dogs, but he does super, super well with kids.
He does.
He does good with in any kind of environment, really, in the home. He will play fetch for hours. Oh. I mean, you throw that ball, he will bring it back and drop it right at your feet every single time. He walks really well on the leash.
Is he potty trained?
He is potty
house trained.
Trained,
I guess you say.
He is. He's very, but it's, and he's even very good in the kennels.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for us to say most of the time because we leave at 4 o'clock.
Right.
So it's kind of an unreal expectation that they won't go to the bathroom before we get there at 8 o'clock the next morning.
Right.
And surprisingly, some of them do not. So those we know for sure. But Wilford has been out a few times already into foster, and they said he did great. He didn't have any accidents, and he's never really got that dirty of a kennel.
So I was about to say, the only time he ever had a messy kennel was when he had a tummy ache, and that was it. Other than that, he will actually hold it, and he's one of the first ones we make sure he gets out into the yard because he is just waiting there to get out to go potty.
Yeah.
Well, I have a very dear friend that's a dog trainer, and he told me when I was first training one of my dogs and I had a crate, as a crate to help train, and I thought, my first instinct, oh, that's so cruel. They said, no, put a blanket over the crate. Mm-hmm. That becomes their cave.
It does.
Because their cave
becomes their home.
It's their home. Yeah. And so he said most of the time they won't go in their home space.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to be, if you get them on a schedule, and then they know they have their own little internal clock, and they'll wait till you let them out. I thought that was the neatest thing because I didn't know that.
Yes.
I always thought of kennels as, you know, and crates as kind of cruel, but actually they'll make a little home for themselves.
They sure do. My dog goes in her to her house all on her own.
I call it the house. Yeah, there. That's what I call it too. So that's good to know. But Wilford is available for fostering and adoption.
He is. Yes. And if you just want to foster him for a couple weeks just to get him out of the shelter, he would greatly appreciate it. He loves to hang out with you on your couch and your bed.
Is there a picture of him on the Pensacola Humane Society website?
There is. He actually has a really cute Valentine's Day picture up right now, so it's super cute. Go on our website. If you go to PensacolaHumane.org, if you go to that adoption tab right there, you can drop down, and then you can see all of our available pets at the moment, and Wilford's down there, and it gives a pretty good description about everybody on there as well.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Okay, so what are some other things we can talk about today that you want to let people know about for the Pensacola Humane Society? Have you got any events coming up or anything that's on the calendar?
Yeah, so we actually have Pet Pantry coming up March 5th.
Oh, what's that? That's just next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't believe March is here.
I know.
My brain.
So Pet Pantry is just kind of us giving resources back to the community. We get donations throughout the month. Cat food, dog food, cat litter, cat pans, cat tree post, dog food dishes, anything. Yeah, dog beds.
Blankets.
Things that are, blankets, towels, things that are donated to us, we provide back to the community. So if you're low on funds and your check doesn't hit till next week, we will provide you food for your animals to kind of hold you
over.
Oh,
that's amazing. So this is a giveaway. This isn't people bringing you donations.
This is
us
you giving it back to
giving
the
some surplus back to the wow. I love that. Yes. Now, when is that happening again?
March 5th.
What day of the week is that?
Usually it's from 11 to 1.
What day of the week? Let me check.
I'm looking at my calendar, too, real quick here.
That is actually a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. So from 11 to 1 next Wednesday.
Yes.
This coming week from 11 to 1. So if you need some supplies, maybe, you, like you said, your paycheck is going to come into the second week of the month.
If you're and you need some food, some litter, some blankets, a cat bed, dog bed, anything you kind of need that we have that we don't need for our pets in shelter, we will provide back out to you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, talking this morning with the Pensacola Humane Society on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a question for these beautiful ladies and for Wilford, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. We have Pensacola Humane Society in the house with Mikayla, and also Sherry are here with Wilford, the big black lab, who's just as sweet as he could be. So if you have a question, text it in, 850-437-1620. We did have a question about, do you have information about fostering abused animals? But it's kind of a strange topic, really.
Yeah, because, I mean, we usually do owner surrenders, and then when we do get strays, they're usually strays that we have gotten from another county shelter, like Escambia County or Santa Rosa County. We've pulled them from them. Mm-hmm. So we don't typically deal with strays. So when we do owner surrenders, not many times are they going to say this was an abused dog.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's always some times where we suspect things. So there is animals that have potentially been abused that do need to be fostered, but we don't exactly know all of their story.
Mm-hmm. And you can kind of tell by their behavior, too.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of times it's one of two things I've found. It's either they retreat.
Right.
And they're very shy and kind of keep to themselves.
The fearful dogs tend to be the ones who have had a rough past.
Yeah, or they're aggressive.
Yes.
Until they get trust you, right?
Yeah.
So I love dogs. You might have noticed. So talk a little bit. So you have this event that's coming up then on March 5th for folks that do have cats or dogs that might be in need. That's mm-hmm. I love that. That's a fabulous
yes.
event.
Please come on down. It's from 11 to 1 yep. on
Wednesday
the 5th of March. If you want to come out and you need some cat food, some dog food, a dog bed, a cat scratcher, anything that we have that we are not using, we will donate back out to you. So just come on by and you never know what goodies are out there.
And on the flip side of that, though, you still need donations.
Yes.
So we
okay,
do still
so
need
so what do
donations.
You really need that if someone wanted to drop something off, they could do that anytime during business hours?
Yes. So okay. right now we are actually have a big need for cat dry food.
Ah, okay.
Any brand, it does not matter what brand, but we have a really a high demand for that right now.
How many cats do you have at the shelter? I mean, at the Humane Society?
I'm not exactly sure the number right now.
We only have a couple in-house. We do have several fosters.
Mm-hmm.
But we do intakes usually Monday through Friday. And we're trying to gear up because we know kitten season is coming up.
I learned about kitten season last week. I didn't know about that. And we're coming right into it, aren't we?
It's a real thing. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden you've got so many cats, you don't even know what to do with them.
Yeah, I think we have like 15 cats in custody right now.
Yeah.
But the cats, we actually have a pretty high turnaround for them.
We do.
Like, we get cats and kittens in, and people adopt them like crazy. So
they usually don't
sit too long. They are doing really good. We do have one foster kitty that could really use some socialization and just some love and just to be out of the stressful shelter environment. Her name's Padme. She's a very, very sweet girl, but she's very independent. So she doesn't want to be picked up. She doesn't want to be handled too much, and she only wants love on her own time.
Okay, excuse me, but you're acting like this is unusual for cats?
Exactly. It's not really unusual. We just happen to get super lucky, and most
of
ours are
super. Every cat I've known is very much you're going to pick me up on my time.
She just doesn't. She doesn't like the shelter environment very much. She's had to be up in a kennel, and she wants to be able to run and have room to go. So she's just been a very talkative girl, expressing to us that she is not a very happy camper.
Okay.
So if we could find a foster for her, if anybody is willing, that would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions about the Humane Society and some of the animals they may have up for adoption right now. Their website, again, in case people want to take a look at some of the animals, because you do have great pictures and descriptions.
Yes, we do.
Our website is PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay, so you have the event coming up on Wednesday. Anything else coming up in the future that people should know about?
I don't think so. Not yet. It was kind of
nothing on the calendar that I am aware of.
So we don't have
an
adoption event yet, but they can come by the shelter, the Humane Society.
Yes. They can.
What's the address?
5 North Q Street.
North Q Street. Okay. Just want to make sure we got the address.
It's right behind the firehouse where they do all the training there,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be the second building.
Okay. So both of you work there. See, you have, I don't know that I could work there because I would get attached to every single animal that walked in the door.
Well, and we do.
So I really want to say hats off to you and what you're doing because it really does make a positive difference for these animals and for our community. But what would you say, like, what is one of your favorite success stories? Have you ever had an animal that has come through that maybe you could have adopted, but you didn't? But do you ever have that one that just every once in a while you think about still?
I would say Reba for me. She was a pity mama that got dumped at our facility. She was absolutely terrified, was backed up into a corner, looked in really emaciated condition, looked like she had just had puppies and had just gotten winged. Her teats were still hanging pretty low, but she cornered herself in the back and she was kind of growling, showing really signs of aggressive behavior. But after we got a slip lead on her, it was like a whole different dog. She turned into the biggest mush ever.
She was so friendly. Sweet.
She was absolute angel. We absolutely loved her. We had her for about a year and then she found a terrific, amazing home. So that was a really good success story. A lot of tears were shed that day. So.
And even recently, Pigpen.
And Pigpen too. Pigpen.
We had him a long time and he was just the best boy. I mean, he played with all the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loved him.
What kind of dog was Pigpen?
Pigpen was like a blue heeler mix, and mm-hmm. he actually got adopted, and I think they renamed him Duke, and he is absolutely living his best life.
Yeah.
He still wears all his sweaters. He's got...
You can dress him up like
just a kid. I think he's got 6 other dog friends that he gets to play with all the time.
Yeah, he was great. So we were... But he was here quite a while.
Yeah.
He had a... thing with men. He wasn't the biggest fan of men, but he actually got adopted by a man and a woman, and he absolutely adores the man. So everything works out for a reason. So
now, who is the longest resident right now?
Wilford or Arnie would be our longest residence.
So
right
Wilford
now.
Is here in the studio. I can't say enough nice things about Wilford.
And
sweet,
truly,
sweet, sweet.
It shocks us that Wilford is still here because he is one of the most well-behaved dogs we have. Other than the fact that he does not like other cats and dogs, he is a terrific dog and his size also. Mm-hmm.
And he's great with children of all ages.
He would be a great nanny dog.
He really would.
Oh, a nanny dog. I've never thought about that.
Yes.
Okay. All right, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, talking with our friends at the Pensacola Humane Society this morning on Frisky Friday, 850-437-1620. Send in your questions. There's still some time left, and we'd be happy to see if we can answer those for you. In the meantime, we've got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Frisky Friday. Pensacola Humane Society is in the house. Mikayla Russell is here. She's their VP of Shelter Health. Sherry Kincaid is here. She's an animal care lead, and she's with Wilford, who is looking for a home. So definitely check out his picture on their website, PensacolaHumane.org. Is that correct? Okay. So a couple more minutes to talk, and you had a couple things you wanted to emphasize. We had a question about abused animals, but you know that made you think of medical fosters. Talk a little bit about that.
We really have a need for medical fosters right now. We don't have like an urgent need with sick pets at the moment, but we know with kitten season coming into play and with the amount of puppies that we've been getting in lately, we could really use some medical fosters. That means if we have an animal that comes in and they're kind of under the weather, somebody who's able to administer the medications and make sure that they're actually given on time. I've noticed that retired nurses, vet techs, all those type of job descriptions usually end up being really good medical fosters. But even if you have never done it before and you're willing to learn, we could really use some medical fosters right now. So if you want to become a medical foster advisor, reach out to us. Go to the How to Help tab on our website and then just drop down to foster and then type in the notes that you want to be a medical foster and our foster coordinator will reach out to you.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know.
It just would be nice to have some numbers that we can
really
call
would.
When kittens get dropped off at our door instead of having to turn them away because we don't have a foster lined up. If we could have some already lined up so we could take more in, it would just be really helpful for
us. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's
having
great.
Fosters lined up makes it to where we can take in and help more animals.
Okay, that's really good news. Okay, and then when someone want to donate, this is so cool. Yeah,
we also have a wish list on Amazon. And that lists all the different things that we need or that we go through on there. Bleach, laundry soap, Dawn dish soap. I mean, it's
the not so cute things, but the necessities.
And we try to keep it updated with things that we currently have a need for. So it's a pretty updated list of the things that we could use for donations and have a need for.
Okay, so you can go right to Amazon and order it from there, click on it and order it and have it sent right to your place,
to us,
right?
Yep.
That sounds like an ideal situation. I think that really works. So that's great. So don't forget, you have Amazon where you can buy for donations. But if you want to go shopping yourself and pick up some things, you can always drop them off during the business hours. And again, those hours are 11 to 4, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 1 Saturday. And then they're closed to visitors on Sunday and Monday, but not to volunteers.
Right. Yes. And there are people there on those days. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you could try knocking on the door. A lot of times they'll leave it on the doorstep. We check, you know, through that. So we'll find them.
Okay. Thank you both for being here. Thank you, Wilford,
thank you
for
so
coming
much.
In, buddy.
Thanks for
All
having
right.
us.
So, again, your website?
PensacolaHumane.org.
And phone number?
850-432-4250. And our address is 5 North Q Street. Come
All
see
right.
us.
Thank you guys so much for being
thank
here
you.
On Frisky Friday.